Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babul Hilmi wal Anati wal Rifqi, the chapter on forbearance, composure and softness. We explained the difference between Hilm, Anat and Rifq. Hilm, we said, was when something that opposes our tabiat, something that opposes our desires, something that opposes us generally, we don't like something. And at that time, to be tolerant, to hold back, this is known as Hilm, Burbardi. That the person is holding himself back from saying anything, from doing anything. So he is maintaining a certain level of forbearance. He is holding himself back. And Anat, we explained, was a person applies some deliberation. In other words, there is temptation for him to do something impulsively. But he doesn't do anything impulsively. He thinks about what he's doing. There is a house for sale. I need a house. I know I need a house. But the agent might tell me that this deal is only valid for 12 hours or 24 hours. So within 24 hours I have to sign. This person holds himself back. He has the necessary level of composure. He tells the agent, there's no problem, I can lose the deal. But I'm not going to rush into making a decision. So the person takes his time, he thinks, he makes mashura. He considers all aspects before he takes a decision. This is what we know as anat. A person is composed, he's calculated, he thinks about the outcome before he makes any decision. He's not impulsive to do it immediately without considering what the outcome is. And the third part of this chapter is what rifqi, softness. A person is kind, he's lenient, he's soft. So all these three things go together. Person has forbearance, person is composed, he thinks about what the outcome of his action is going to be. And together with that, in his style and his mannerism, he is soft. Next ayat of the Quran, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. Allah Ta'ala says that good and evil are not equal. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة. Good and evil are not equal. Resist that which is best. Resist with that which is best. And Allah Ta'ala will make it such that He'll create between yourself and whom there was enmity, Allah Ta'ala will create that person to be your bosom friend. So in other words, somebody displayed very bad conduct, very bad akhlaq, did something wrong to you. How should you resist or how should you react at that moment? The ayat of the Quran is saying, idfa billati hi ahsan. You react in a better manner. You behave in a much better manner. And not only better, it says react with what is best. So in other words, the best possible manner that you can react, that's how you should react. And what would Allah Ta'ala do by you reacting in this manner? In other words, somebody did something to you, you didn't stoop down to his level and behave in that same manner. If he swore you, you didn't lower yourself and start swearing him back, but you reacted in the best possible manner. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that if there was, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that He will change that person who you had enmity with, or that person had enmity with you. Allah Ta'ala will make this person your bosom friend. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. As though this person is now your bosom friend. But this doesn't come so easily. Somebody swears you, shouts you, behaves in a rude manner, just cuts in front, or hoots at you. It doesn't just come like that. The next part of the ayat is explaining, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only the patient one, only the patient ones will be inspired with this. A person has got patience in him, then only he'll be inspired with this type of behavior. A person doesn't have patience, and he wants to impulsively swear the person back. The person is cuts in front of him, he suddenly wants to cut in front of the back of that person. He wants to hoot at the person, wants to show his greatness in front of that person. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is saying that this first part of the ayat about reacting with what is best, it's only those people that got these qualities. What qualities? وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Only those who are very patient will be inspired with this. And the next part, only the most fortunate will be inspired with this. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. We must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we hear ayats like this. Allah ta'ala makes us from these fortunate ones, makes us from these patient ones that have this type of akhlaq and this type of character. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to Taif, he stoned him to such an extent that he was bleeding and his shoes were filled with blood. And we know the malaika, Allah Ta'ala had sent the malaika to offer him the opportunity of causing the mountains to close upon the people of Taif. But he made dua for them. Allahumma ahdihim fa'innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, guide these people, give them hidayat, because they don't know. So you can imagine what was the level of the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He resisted with what was the best. The best is you could make dua of hidayat for these people, and not to ask them to be crushed or to be punished or to be taught a lesson, but Allah, give them hidayat. Can there be anything better than hidayat? So this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometime over a parking, people are prepared to fight. Sometime over petty things, person didn't invite me for his daughter's nikah or his son's walima, then we want to get upset. How can he not invite me? People don't want to talk. But look what the ayat of the Quran is telling us, that resist or behave, retort or react in a manner that is the best that you can possibly react. Should we be getting upset or arrogant? No, nothing. That the person has got sabr, never mind, he forgot to invite me. No, there's no big deal, what's there to get upset about? So, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only those who are the ones that have sabr, and only the fortunate ones, those have a big share of the gift that Allah Ta'ala has granted them. That's why they are fortunate. They are the ones that will be able to behave in this manner. And the last ayat, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever exercises patience and forgives, so he's got these two qualities. He, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. He makes sabr and he forgives. Somebody did something wrong to him, he made sabr upon it. And next thing, he forgave the person, he made him maaf. Allah Ta'ala then says, إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is certainly amongst the most resolute of all matters that a person can have, is he's got patience and he's got the ability to forgive. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq also, bringing these beautiful qualities into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.